the Lord answered her prayer. Her mommy said, "Lord, would you just let me keep her?" And here, almost 43 years coming up, we've been married and got a great ministry the Lord has blessed. I tell you, we can give Him thanks for all that He has done. Ain't God good for tonight? I want to slow down here just a minute before I give my testimony. I've given my testimony literally hundreds, probably thousands of times since I've been saved. This coming April, I'll be saved 48 years. I'll be saved. And God has really, really brought me a long, long way. Have you ever thought, just for a moment, let me take my time.
Come on.
Have you ever really thought the power of a cry?
Come on.
Oh, yes, there's power in a cry. When you cry from the depths of your heart, God hears it loud and clear.
Come on.
I wrote this before I came. God knows who's here.
Come on, brother.
Oh, the power of a cry from a soul in trouble.
Come on.
A desperate cry. A pleading cry. It gets all of heaven's attention. God listens day and night for the troubled soul to call upon Him. Oh, Lord, would you help me? Oh, Lord, would you help me? God, I need help. Oh, I need help. God, hey, I need help. Oh, God, would you please come to my rescue and save me, oh, Lord. Your hand ain't too short that it cannot save me. And if I reach up as high as I can reach with all of my heart, I know that you'll reach the rest of the way down to me. You know my down sitting. You know my need, God. Before I ever ask you, you know all about my trouble. I need your help. I need your help, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Yeah. Hallelujah. I tell you, Lord, I need a healing in my body and a touch. But most of all, I need your touch in my soul. Oh, God, bring me out of this old prison, and my soul shall praise thee. Lift me up, oh God, out of this pit, and my soul shall magnify thee. And I will sing your song. I will serve you with gladness if you'll restore me and renew me and revive me and deliver me. I will give you the praise. Hey, God, I'm down here, oh Lord. How many's got a need in this building tonight? God hears your cry loud and clear. Yes, He does. Ah, Lord.
Come on.
Listen. The power of a cry. God waited till all the Israelites cried out in Egypt before He sent Moses down there to bring them out and deliver. It took 400 years of slavery under Pharaoh the devil. And when it finally got bad enough and hard enough under the hand of the taskmasters and slave drivers, when it got bad enough, God said to Moses, "I hear the cry of my people by reason of their bondage. I hear their groaning. I see their affliction. I hear them a sighing and their groaning. Come on, Moses, get your rod and go down to Egypt and bring my people out. Hallelujah, they're wanting right now to be delivered. They're ready right now, Lord, to be delivered. God's waiting on you.
Come on.
God in this house right now. God, His presence is in here. If you've got a need in your soul, in your body, and in your mind, raise another hand up to Him right now and acknowledge the presence of God that's inside. Hallelujah. God knows you. He sees you. And He cares. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Oh Lord, oh Lord, my God, the God of my salvation, incline thine ear unto me and hear my cry, for my soul is full of trouble. My soul is full of trouble. Out of the depths have I cried unto thee, O Lord. Lord, hear my voice. If thou shouldest mark iniquities, O Lord, who shall stand? But there is a forgiveness with thee. I will wait for the Lord. My soul will wait. I don't care how low you are. I don't care how far you've drifted. I don't care how bound you are. There is forgiveness and there's cleansing power in the blood of the Lamb. Jesus still saves. He still heals. And He still delivers. Bring my soul out of trouble. Bring me up, O Lord. David said he heard my cry. He inclined his ear unto me. And he brought me up also out of the horrible pit, out of the miry clay. And he set my feet upon a rock. And he established my goings. I'm telling you tonight, God can bring you out of the mire. He can bring you out of the mud hole. Oh Lord my God, I cried unto thee, and thou hast healed me. Cried God unto thee, and thou hast healed me. The Lord inclined and He heard my cry. Have you ever failed the Lord? Is there anybody in this house ever come short of the glory of God? Have you failed? Have you went astray? Did you walk away from the Lord? There is hope. I said there is hope in the Lord. There is a restoration. Have you ever failed and messed up? You ever got out of His will? I want you to know tonight, listen to me, the scariest place that you will ever be is away from the Lord and away from His presence. It's the most miserable place you could ever be, is away from the love of God and away from His presence. There's security in the blood. I said there's safety in Jesus. There's power to keep you in Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Raise your other hand and praise Him here tonight. I tell you, the blood's still flowing. I said, the blood of Calvary, Jesus, is still flowing. Sometimes we find ourselves in bad situations of our own making. We cause our own scars. We cause our own pain. We cause our own troubles, and we suffer when we leave Jesus and go away from God. We can easily bring upon ourselves destruction of our body and our soul. The way of the transgressor is hard. There's no peace, but saith my God, to that sinner man and to the wicked, but they're like a troubled sea. There's waters. I cast up the dirt and the mire. Come on, raise your hand. I want the peace of God. I said, I want the peace of God. I want peace back in my heart. I want peace back in my soul. I want the joy of the Lord restored unto me. You can have it. I said you can have it. There's power right here. Under the river. That power. That is saved. That power. That is cleansed. Listen to the best is yet to come. Away from God's presence, you know you're not happy. You're miserable. Satan is a deceiver and a liar. He'll tell you you can't do it. He'll tell you you can't have it. He'll tell you you've gone too far. Come on. He'll tell you there's no hope. I felt the Lord right there. There is hope in God tonight. He's a liar. He comes to steal, kill, and destroy. Ask old Jonah. When he ran away from the presence and the call of God, he would tell you, yes, I disobeyed the Lord and I got out of his will. I was thrown overboard out of the ship into a raging sea of life. And I tell you, it don't pay to run from God. He prepared a great fish and it swallowed me up. And that thing took me down to the very bottom. All the waves of the billows was gone over my head. I found myself at the bottom of the mountains. The earth with her bars was about me forever. It felt like an eternity. And I felt a sense of eternal doom sweep over my soul. This is it. Jonah said, I had that feeling. This is it. I'm doomed and I'm lost forever. I'm forever cast out of God's sight. I was at wit's end. He said, when I could not any longer, hallelujah, standing and could not go any longer. He said, when my soul fainted within me, he said, I remember the Lord. And I said, oh Lord, let my cry come into thine ears, into thy temple. I will obey you this time. Make this thing turn me loose. Make this thing turn me loose. Make this thing turn me loose. I've been down long enough.
Come on.
He said, all that I needed the Lord to do was speak the word. There's power in that spoken word. God heard my cry. He spoke at that thing. That thing cast me out.
Come on.
I don't know what that thing is in your life tonight. And I don't know what it is eating on you and pulling you down and sucking you lower and lower and lower. I don't know what that thing is troubling you. But I'm telling you, all that you need is to cry to God with all of your heart and say, this time, oh Lord, I will serve you. And the Lord will speak. And that thing will spit you out. I said it'll spit you out. It'll turn you loose. Give him a praise in the house tonight.
Listen
to this. I tell this about everywhere I go. Mommy and Daddy raised me.
Come on.
In church.
Yes.
I was raised up, only child, only son. And they raised me and taught me about Jesus and a cross, a heaven to gain and a hell to shun. I was raised that way. Good parents that loved me. When I got around up in the 11th grade of school, 10th, 11th grade of school, I got mixed up in the wrong crowd. And I'm telling you, when I did, I went downhill like spiraling. It was like a vortex just sucking me lower and lower. Went to a drive-in theater back then. I got saved April the 28th, 1974. But before then, my life got so messed up on drugs and alcohol, I didn't want to live. They pulled the dope out and the pills out and rolled the joints at a theater. And really, truthfully, it scared me. It scared me. I'd never been down this road before. But they talked me into it. Right, man, it's a high that you'll never have a high like this. And when I tried it, I went deeper and I went deeper in the pills, the drugs, the LSD, the heroin. I know all about it.
Come on.
I can't tell you how miserable that I was.
Come on.
A mommy and daddy that loved me with their whole heart.
Come on.
And prayed. I know how it is to come home as high as 5 o'clock in the morning, not even knowing how I got home, and slip that key into that lock of that front door and push it open on an old wooden floor.
Come on.
There stood my mother with tear-wet face, cheeks wet where she had wept and cried.
Come on.
She never went to sleep, never closed her eyes. And when I'd walk in that house, she'd wrap her arms around me and she said, honey, she said, I love you more than I could ever tell you. I love you, and I pray God would bring you back home.
Come on. Come on.
I was steeped deep in rock music. I mean, horrible rock music. I paid $12 for one 8-track tape back in 1973. It was a voodoo, Jimi Hendrix voodoo, rock, acid rock, the hardest rock you could get. He'd get on stage, he said, I turn into a different man when I'm on stage with another power that takes me over. Another power. He could play the lead guitar with his teeth. He would do things unnatural from the powers of hell. Let me tell you something, the powers of hell can anoint you too.
Come on.
The powers of sin will take you farther you want to go. It'll cost you more than you want to pay. It'll take you farther you could ever go. Hallelujah to God. Listen, the devil never did tempt me. Not one time with a gun or a razor blade. Or to take a bottle of pills to take my life. You know when it would come, the suicide spirit, when I was under the influence of the dope and the LSD, I would have the rock music going, and oh Satan, into my subconscious, don't you tell me the devil ain't real. Don't you tell me he ain't got a voice. He said he ain't got nothing worth living for. Nobody loves you. Nobody cares about you. He said, why don't you speed up your car as fast as it'll go and run into that bridge abutment, run into that rock, that big rock cliff, and take your life, run your car into a tree. Nobody wants you around. I'm not telling you that's where the devil wants to get you. My Lord, he'll get you so far down that you think they ain't no hope and they ain't no help. But look at me. I said, look at me. You can do me. I said, you can be the man. Raise your hand and praise the Lord. You can do it. There's deliverance in the blood of Jesus. Coming home one late one night, I run all three boys. There's four of us ran together all the time. Four of us. The boy that owned the 1967 Chevelle Midnight Blue, Krager Mags, racing tires, 396 engine in it, racing, drag racing. I've been in the car when he would go around and around and around and just barely miss the other lane of traffic. I know how it is to come around a curve and end up in a ditch line backwards. There was three people. My mother came to me. She said, honey, she said, I had a dream. I got to tell you about it. She said, I had a dream that you was killed in a car wreck. She said, I saw the car rolling, the metal crunching, and the glass breaking. And you was in that car, you died. Oh God.
Come on.
The boy that owned the car, his mother had the same dream. That same car went out of control, crunching metal, glass breaking, rolling. Tommy Romans lost his life. The boy that owned that car, his sister-in-law, had the same dream. Out of the mouth of two or three witnesses, every word shall be established. I want you to know right here tonight that God is a calling and God is a drawing. Oh, Lord, you don't want it to get any worse. God will send a wake-up call. I said, God will send a wake-up call to you. I'd have those boys to come down in the driveway and of the big old hitters on that 1967 Chevelle. It would rock the windows in the house. My mommy would stop me at the door and she'd say, wait a minute, honey. And she'd go in there and get that big old white family Bible on the coffee table and come in there. Hallelujah, Brother Donald Tapio. And she would open that, the Word of God, at that big old family Bible, and she would read to me the word of the living God. I want you to know something got a hold of me. I said, old time Holy Ghost, I've got a hold on me. Hallelujah. And she would wrap her arm around me and kiss me on the cheek, and she said, honey, your daddy and I have done our best to teach you right from wrong. And you know, if you get out there and die in a car wreck, you'll be like the rich man. You'll lift up your eyes in torment, and you'll never get out of the flames of hell. And she'd hug me. I'm telling you, she sowed the seed of the Word of God, and the Holy Ghost began to water it. I'm glad that I knew the right from the wrong. I knew that there was a God that called on. A ranger led a hand at a house tonight. Hey, I know God still cares and He still saves.
Come on.
I'm telling you, my bed got so short I could not sleep. My food didn't taste right. I'd sit down to eat, couldn't eat. God pulling up on the strings of my heart. I'll tell you, the Lord will let you. Oh, man, I felt that. You know, when you got loved ones are calling on God for you and calling your name, you know you're here right tonight because somebody loves you and somebody cares about you. You're right here tonight and God's wanting to help you. Lord, God's eyes are upon you. Yeah. He knows the misery you're in, and He'll reach and He will save. Listen to me for a little bit. I had the boys to turn to me. They was a laughing and a joking and a carrying on. I was in the back seat as quiet as a mouse. They turned around to me, and the owner of that car, he said, what's wrong, Tommy, man? What's wrong with you, man? You ain't a talking and a laughing. I said, I'm all right. And I began to laugh. But I'm telling you, I was not all right. I was the most miserable human being ever in this world. I felt as lost as I could be. I'm telling you, I was miserable. I said, there ain't nothing wrong with me. You might say that tonight, but there's a cry down in your heart. Oh, raise your hand. I said, there's a cry down in your heart. Hallelujah. You're a cry. Your lips might not move, but there's something in you, a desire and a longing, and you are crying. There is help in God. I said there's help in God. We took that out of the heart.
Come on.
Old time Holy Ghost conviction got a hold of me, and that voice came up after me.
Come on.
So I walked up to that car. Come on, man, get in the car. I said, I ain't going to that.
Come on.
You know what?
Come on.
I just don't want to go tonight.
Come on. Yeah.
Come on. Something's working on me. I don't want to be this way anymore.
Come on.
I tell you, until you get tired of the way you're living, there will never ever be a change. Until you want something better, until you really, really, really want to get out of your misery, it'll get worse and worse and worse. I'm telling you, there's somebody in this house tonight. I believe you're ripe, and I believe there's a cry down in your heart that you're saying, oh Lord, I feel like Jonah. I'm down at the bottom, and this thing is completely down. Raise your head and say, Lord, help me. Make this thing turn me loose. Make this thing turn me loose. I'm telling you, the Holy Ghost, I can set you free. Two or three weeks went by. I was coming home. I took all three boys with me. And I noticed the boy that owned the 1967 Chevelle Midnight Blue, he died of an overdose. He's gone. Sin took him out. The devil destroyed him. So many times I said, Lord, who am I that you bleed and die for? Who am I that I made and I escaped out of the flames of hell? But my best friend that was the driver of that car, he's burning tonight.
Come on. Oh God.
I feel the Holy Ghost right here. God's a calling. You don't have to end up like my buddy in hell. I made an escape. Hallelujah. I was coming home about 2 a.m. in the morning. And all of a sudden, I got sick of the dope. I got sick of the rock music. I reached over there and pulled that tape out. And I laid it in the car seat. And when I made a ride off of 152 South and made a ride on the 75, it was real quiet in that car. And guess who showed up? I looked through the windshield of that car that night about 2 a.m. in the morning, and it looked like there was thousands of stars in the sky, and they were so beautiful and twinkling, and it felt like Jesus sat right down beside of me. I tell you, your loved ones and your church family, I can play Jesus out of this at you.
Come on.
I said the Lord of visit you.
Yeah.
He sat right down beside of me, and the voice said, not all of the black man said, do you see them stars in the sky? And I didn't wear glasses back then. I was 20 years of age, like I do now. He said, those stars that you see, I made them and I hung them in the sky. Well, praise be to the Lord. I looked at my hands up on the steering wheel, and the same voice said to me, hallelujah, I said, I made you in my own image and my likeness, and if you'll give your life to me, I'll give you the peace and the joy that you're searching for. I made you, and the devil's trying to destroy you. I'm telling you, the tears flowed off of my face and down my shirt, and the love of God began to fill my heart. I'm telling you, there ain't nothing that the love of God I cannot do. Hallelujah. Praise him again. I told you I had a long testimony. Here it is.
Oh my God.
Anybody want me to quit?
No.
Boy, I used to take drugs with it. Played a lead guitar in a band, a rock band. He got saved a few weeks before I did. He got off a midnight turn, off on 3 to 11 turn, and he stopped by. I was at my buddy's house that owned that 67 Chevelle. There was a knock come up on that door. My buddy that lived there, he went and answered the door, and guess who it was? It was that boy I used to listen, play the lead guitar in a rock band. There he was, had a beautiful haircut. That old hippie long hair was gone. And it was the biggest smile you've ever seen in your life. And he had the Word of God and Bible under his arm. He said, "Can I come in?" Hallelujah. My buddy said, "Come on in." I'm telling you, Jerry came in there. He said, "Boys," he said, "I found peace. For the first time in my life, I got joy in my heart." He said, "Jesus saved me a few weeks ago." And I tell you, he turned my life all around. We're going to give him a praise in the house. Woo! Hallelujah. I said, "God can do it."
Yeah.
He sat there and talked to us about 2 hours. He took us into Revelations. He read about the beauties of heaven. He got ready to go and went over to the door. He popped his hand up on the door facing here. He turned around that Bible in his hand. He said, "Would you?" And he called my buddy's name. He said, "Would you and Tommy like to go here?" He said, "My mom and dad, my sister and I are singing in a quartet now." He said, "I've anointed my guitar and I've anointed my amp." He said, "We're singing for Jesus." I said, "Would you all like to go?" And guess what happened? My buddy said, "No." But I said, "Yeah." I said, "Where's the church at?" I'm telling you, the Lord knows when you're ready. He knows when you're ripe. You've got to get ready. I said, "You got to get ripe. You got to want it." I said, "You got to want it. I want out of here, Lord. I want out of this mess."
Yeah, come on.
I said, "Where's that church at?" He told me all the right turns to make. Go out through the country, make a left. Then you make a right, and you go out so far, make a right, and there's a real narrow road, this gravel road goes all the way up to the top. That church was built in 1916. Got a steeple on it. It's a real old white church. And I found it. And I told Mom and Dad before I got ready, I said, "Y'all want to go to church with me? You ought to sing it." I said, "Y'all want to go to church with me?" I'm telling you, I've never seen my mom and dad get ready any faster in my life. They got the best clothes they had and got it on. Dad got his dress slippers on. Mom got the prettiest dress on you've ever seen.
Come on.
We hopped in that car. I had just bought the car, 1974 Plymouth Duster. And it was a beautiful burgundy car. And I got in that thing and they hopped in. Listen now, I still had all those rock tapes back in the back seat. Now that old tape player was mounted right there where Mom's knees was on the passenger side. Dad was in the back. And we pulled all the way to the top of that hill, and when I turned into that gravel parking lot, there was Jerry over there, and he just get ready to go into the church. He saw me, he let down his amplifier, and he had his guitar case on the other side. Hallelujah. He went like this, "Come on, Tommy." He said, "Come on, Tommy, come on, Tommy, come on. I'm glad to see you." Well, praise be to the Lord. Honey, I'm glad I'm here tonight. When I got out, Brother Don Tapio, when I got out of that car, I said within myself, I didn't say anything to Mommy and Daddy. My lips was closed, but I was talking to myself. How many's ever talked to yourself before? Through your own thoughts. I said, when I locked the car, when I locked the doors on that duster, I said, "I ain't a coming back like I'm a leaving this car. I'm a gonna come back different. I'm not coming back the drug addict anymore. I'm not coming back a bound in alcohol anymore. I'm not coming back a new man." Raise your little We filed into that church. One of my parents, ways back, middle ways back, right before Sister Nina's is sitting, just about like that. I sat there, and one of my parents was right over here, like this. And the other one come in, was sitting right here. And I'm telling you, old wooden floor, that was the hardest benches I ever sat in. I mean, they was antique. And I sat right there. I didn't know it. But there was a visit to the minister on the other side. That family got up, and Jerry, I used to take drugs with me. I was amazed. I said, look at the smile he's got. I want that, Jesus. I want the peace Jerry's got. They begin to sing that Happy Goodman song. Prayer is the kingdom to the kingdom of God that unlocks the door. Prayer is the keys. And I'm telling you, I sat there. I started crying. And I watched the tears drip off Brother Don Tapio in between my feet on an old wooden floor. And they went into that second song. Something got a hold of me. Ronnie brought it out a while ago. There was a lump come up in my throat. It felt like a golf ball. And the harder that I would try to swallow, that thing would not go down. It would not go down. I could not get that knot down. Oh, Lord. And they sung that song Ronnie Henson wrote a long time. There is a lighthouse on a hillside that overlooks life's city. And when I'm tossed, it sends out a light that I might clearly see. And that light that shines in darkness will safely lead me over. Hallelujah. If it wasn't for the lighthouse, and my ship would sail no more. And I'm telling you, Brother Tapio, there was a pool of tears dripping off right between my feet. And that old minister came over there. He said, son, he said, do you want to go to that altar? And I went like this. I'm telling you, I put my foot out in that middle aisle. Hallelujah. And that's the best trip I ever made. Yeah. Well, praise the Lord. I stepped out and I come to the altar. I fell on my knees. I said, God, I don't know how to pray. I said, but if you will help me, I'll serve you. And I want to make heaven my home. And it felt like a ton of brick I lifted off of my chest.
Yes,
yes, sir. He's real.
Yeah.
He's real.
Yeah.
That thing can turn you loose. I said, all the Lord has to do, you gotta want it and say, Lord, let this thing turn me loose. Everybody in the house, stand, stand, stand. Somebody get a song. Johnny and Janie, whoever wants to sing tonight, I don't know. Oh Lord, come on with a song here tonight. You're here, and what God did for Tommy Romans, He'll do it for you tonight. This altar is open. I'm gonna open it up. Said our brother, the Teddy Lord. Come on, hallelujah. The Lord heard my cry. He inclined His ear unto me. He brought me in a bowed soul out of a horrible pit, and He established my goings. He set me up on a rock. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. How many? Let me see your hands. How many in here need help? How many in here? God saw your hands, son. I promise you, He'll do for you what He did for me. He'll do it. I said He'll do it. How many knows He'll do it? How many knows the blood of Jesus breaks every fetter and every chain? Hallelujah. Come on, call on Him. Anybody in the house want to call on the Lord tonight? Jesus, Jesus, don't let your life be like mine. I come that close going to hell. Three people
Just where you are. Just wait.